rumors of a bacon shortage are overdone. Hello, I'm Julie Harker with Healthy Living on Brownfield. American Farm Bureau economist John Anderson says there's no need to worry about not enough pork.
Pork supplies will decrease slightly as we go into 2013, but the idea that there'll be widespread shortages that we'll run out of pork, that's really overblown.
The USDA projects U.S. pork supplies will drop about 1.3% in the next year, and consumer prices for meat, poultry, and seafood will increase about 4% next year. Anderson says that's not a lot more than he'd expect in a normal year. The Farm Bureau just came out with its third quarter market basket survey of 16 basic grocery items and found about a 2% increase for those same items over the second quarter.
There's been a lot of talk in the news with the drought, with apocalypse or Hamageddon or whatever you want to call it that made the news a month or so ago. A lot of concern about food prices as we move forward into next year. And I think what our survey shows is that it's certainly premature to get excited about that. At this point, we don't see much indication at all, really, of food price inflation starting to escalate.
Missouri hog farmer Chris Chin reassures consumers about the pork supply.
Market prices in the grocery store just aren't paying what the farmer needs to make a break even. So while there may be less pork on the market, American farmers are still going to be bringing home the bacon.
I'm Julie Harker.